Okay, I'm sorry I'm late. My Yosef Goldman was driving me. He got stuck on the highway and just there was nothing to be done. This is most likely my last public shiur that I'll be giving in this Beis Medrash. As you all know, I am leaving after this month, and next year I'll become the Rosh HaYeshiva in Queens, the Beis HaMedrash LeTalmud. And basically, I'll be heading the whole institution, which means everything that goes on there will be done al-fi halacha. And I didn't mean to say anything bad. You right away touch in. I'm not a Rambam, I'm not a Tosafist. I'm telling you just what it is. Now, I'll be finishing 40 years of teaching at Yeshivas Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. I'll use the opportunity of this evening simply to say goodbye to the yeshiva itself, and the best place to say goodbye is in the Kaisler Beis HaMedrash. After all, I have spent at least 45 years in this Beis Medrash, so it's most of my life, and Chazal say Alifta Mechaver Alifta Rintir Dvar Halacha. So before I say the Dvar Halacha, which I'll come to, I first want to say a few words about the yeshiva itself. First of all, I'd like everyone to know I'm not leaving because of any machlekes, because of any agnes nefesh course to me. No, there's nothing. I'm leaving simply because I have an opportunity. It's a new challenge for me to be able to mold a new moiset, and hopefully, Be'ezras Hashem, whatever years the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gives me yet in this world, to establish it on a sound and Torah-dik foundation. So hopefully in the future it will continue, and there is a great need for this, and I would like to say it's based on one principle, on the principle of Kinasatim Tabe Chochma. And personally, I think it will be good for this yeshiva, for after all, until now, Yitzchak Elchanan was the only yeshiva that had both Limud HaKodesh and Limud HaChol in the same place. So after a while, you know, when you have a monopoly, you know, now I think the fact that we are Be'ezras Hashem, if we should be Matzliach, I personally think it will be good for this yeshiva. And I like to right away add that I wish this yeshiva well. I learned here, and I was a marvitz teira here. I am extremely grateful. I have a tremendous amount of hakaras hatov, because sof I did. I was able to be a marvitz teira here for so long for thousands of talmidim. So that itself speaks volumes, and Chas v'Shalom, I should not have this simple hakara satay. At the same time, I'd just like to say, even though this is not my main topic, but I have to say it anyway. As you all know me, I'm a Talmud of this yeshiva, and I am teaching in this yeshiva. I have always been, it's public knowledge, I'm not telling you any tradition, but I have to point this out. I oppose the ideology of Torah Mother, everyone knows this, simply because by now the Torah and the Mother have been more or less equated here, and I believe that the Mother is only an aid, like the Rambam says. The Tabochois, the Rakochois, the Mada is supposed to be a servant to the Torah. It's an aid that helps you understand the Torah better, but not in any way to equate it to. And somehow, the way things are going, The way things are going, it has become more or less of an equation. And I must also say, the yeshiva that is the direction of the yeshiva is not the same anymore, at least in my opinion, the way it was in my days. There are too many conflicting forces now within our yeshiva, and it creates too many problems, and I don't know what the solution is, and I don't see anyone trying to solve all these problems. So I do think that because of the existence of this new moisset of the Beis HaMedrash, the Talmud, or the college will be called Landes College, I think it will be very, very good and very beneficial for this yeshiva as well. Anyway, this is not this, my last part about Torah Mother. That's not really the message I want to bring across to you, but it's part of my life. Look, just like some people live within the Torah Mother, I live outside the Torah Mother. So this is part of my message too. Now, mainly, I want to go over with you some of my zichronos about the yeshiva itself. But before I go over my zichronos of the yeshiva itself, actually, maybe I should do it this way. I'll first finish about the yeshiva itself. The Emma says that, as I stand here, I really have mixed emotions because, as I said before, you know, you live in a place for so long and you owe a lot to it, and then you, all of a sudden you just leave and you go elsewhere. It's not an easy thing to do. But as I told you before, I look upon this as a challenge and a Yirtzeh Hashem. I hope that the Rebbeinu Shloim will be, like we say in the Hindi, early Mass, Heyeinu Matzliach Darki. This is the tefillah that I have, since I'm going to a new place, that only the Rebbeinu Shloim can see to it that not my own Hatzlacha, the Hatzlacha of the new yeshiva itself. Okay, now, I just jotted down a few notes of it. Usually I don't speak from notes, but let me just go over with you the following. I had three rabbeim in the yeshiva. I had Rav Gurelik Zichrono Livracha, Rav Volk Zichrono Livracha, and then I learned by the Rav Zichrono Livracha for a long time. I attended his shiur for over 10 years. Even while I was teaching, and I had smicha already, when I taught in the high school, I attended his shiur. Came out on a regular basis. I couldn't come every day, but basically for over 10 years, I attended. And I not only was shiurim, I used to go listen to his drushes when he gave drushes in various places. And I was quite close to the Rav at that time. I used to go to his apartment many times to talk and learning, to discuss his shiur, to discuss issues, and so on. And I knew the Rav Zichrono Livracha quite well. And I learned from all my rabbeim. And I would like to say the following. When I think about them, for instance, Rabbi Ruchim Gurelik was learned in Radin, and then he learned in Brisk. He was a very devoted Talmud to the Brisk Rav, and he was really like fire and brimstone. I mean, he was becoming one mitzvah very well. Zoroik Mara Betanidim. He was able to take every one of us apart, literally, but despite this, anyway, I can speak for myself, I loved him very much, I was very close to him, I was a bin bayis after a while in his house, and afterwards I stayed very close to him, and I learned a lot from him. I still remember once, I made a terrible mistake. I went to a rally that he did not approve of. And when I got back, he found out that I went. He didn't mind that the others went, but he minded that I went. And he bailed me out in front of everyone. But Mamish, he took me apart, but I remember until today, I cried, I sat next to him, and I, And I remember my chaver in her pity on this tyrant there is bawling me out and embarrassing her. The illness is, I cried because I thought he was right. But that's how he was, but he was a very dedicated Rebbe, and he really taught me how to learn. Then when I went, Rav Volk was a Telzer, and he taught me Chakiris. The Telzer Chakiris are Chakiris within Chakiris within Chakiris. If you want to know a lot of Chakiris, Rav Volk was a Yitabaki B'shas. He was an expert in Kachim and Taharos. Not very few people knew as much as he did about Kachim and Taharos. He knew, he was a Shasi. You could talk to him in any sugya you wanted, and he was a big Langi. So for whom I learned Chakiris, from Rav Gorelick, I picked up a lot of my Hashpatas. And then finally I came to the Rav, and the Rav, from whom I learned the most Torah. I still remember until today, my first meeting with the Rav. I met him in Shia, we learned Sanhedrin. Until today, I can tell you over without preparation, I could start right now telling you over the first Shia that the Rav said on the first Rashi in Sanhedrin. It was a beautiful Shia, well developed. The Rav was very systematic. He used to, build a house for you. Everything was built up with kashis and tevus, and everything fitted in. It made such a reishem on me that until today, that Shia stands out in my mind. I cannot say over every prat, but the basic Shia, as a matter of fact, years later, I don't remember how many years later, I once was in his apartment, and I mentioned this to him, to the Rav. So he told me, say over. And I began, after 5 minutes, he said enough. But he had a good time with this, that I remember his Shia so well. That itself gave me tremendous, it gave me a tremendous cheshek for learning. The Rav, just his godless material, that itself, the Rav, the emphasis is the Rav did not really, he only learned, that's all. He didn't bring in any outside info. Just he learned the blot with the Rambam and Rashi, he learned every Rashi, even if he didn't say anything new. He at least read every Rashi, he read every taste of this. He stopped at the points he wanted to stop, but he went over the block, first the pshat, and all of us grew just in Londres from the Torah of the Rav. Now let me come to the halacha. So I'm not really going to say a halacha. It's more a gada than a halacha. But if you look up the Gemara in Brachos, which says Haniftan Aruch Mitoch Dvar Halacha, you'll see the Gemara writer brings an example. It's Nagadita, it's not a Halacha. So you look up in Brachos, I think it's Lamed Aleph, you'll see the Gemara does not call the Halacha, the Gemara calls Nagadita. A very strange Nagadita of Adam Arishan, but you look it up yourself. Now, the Ramban in Parshas Bo, at the very end, discusses why so many mitzvahs are totally in Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Ramban then, I go with this Ramban every year in my class before Pesach. And he makes the following point. He discusses specifically the mitzvah of Avis of Sippur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and he says, the Pesach night, when a father sits down to the Seder, besides being a kai in all the various mitzvahs, the role of the father is a tremendous role, because basically he's transmitting the Maseder to the next generation. In the pasuk of the Gadol Bincha, or the Mount Sapir Bincha, the Osno Ben Bincha, Es Asher Es Alayti Ben Mitzrayim, and so on. So the Ramban says it means a father. You have to realize that he is giving over. What is he telling his son? You should know this story that I'm telling you. I witnessed this myself, and you have to give it over to your children that this story of Yetzias Mitzrayim is true, and it goes until our times. Maybe we have a direct masorah about all the nisim and the galus Mitzrayim. So in short, according to the Ramban, the purpose of the Seder night is to transmit the masorah. And that is the role of a father. We got to Levincha, the whole Haggadah is like this. And as the Ramban points out, the Rebbeinu Shlomo does not reveal himself in every generation to every Russia. Ebi Rasha will say, if there's a God, let him show himself to me. The Rebbe Shloim is not a chiyuv to reveal himself to every Rasha, to every idiot that exists in the world, and to prove that. So there was once a tremendous Nisim. There are Nisim throughout history, but there are Nisim Nistorim. The Ramban goes over all this, but this is the basic point that he makes. So, however, so Pesach night, every father plays a very historic role. His mom is giving over the Masorah of Yiddishkeit to the next generation. And by the way, I always point out the following. If we would believe 100% just in the Chumash, what the Chumash describes about the Makkos and this, you have to be a tremendous Maimon. Even without any Chazal, just the plain Pshuta Shel Mikra. Well, he's missing what happened, and there was warnings and this, and there was a Gomus. If you think about it, it's Meiridik what happened there. The problem is, why are there so many Apikursim in the world? Or even among Tzumi Yidin, not everyone is as should be. Obviously, our Amunah, there are many Madregas in Amunah. Our Amunah is not complete. Today, as you know, the scientific world denies the whole Maisa. The historians also. The historians, I think they don't mention Yisrael Mitzrayim. If you read the history in Egypt, this is not mentioned. It's skipped over. But that's not all. That's how it is. They deny everything. But to us, if we would believe just a simple Chumash, that itself would be gewaldig. However, what I want to discuss now is not so much Yisrael Mitzrayim, but there's also another type of Masorah which has to be transmitted. There's a Masorah of Torah Shebal Peh. Yetzias Mitzrayim is Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebal Peh is Baal Peh, except later on the Chazal, for whatever reason, the Gemara says, they were afraid that Torah would be... Anyway, they wrote it down. But the Maisa, even today, it's Tzatkos of the Torah Shebal Peh. The Rashi, Tosefus, and all the Mephoshim, they're about Torah. You cannot write down the whole Torah. Impossible. Basically, the understanding of Torah is until today, a Torah Shabbat. Now, who transmits that Masorah? At least the Torah Shabbat, which we transmit at the Seder night, that is the role of the father, of parents. But who transmits the Torah Shabbat? And that is obviously the role of a Rebbe. It begins with the Cheder. Then you go to Yeshiva Ketana, you go to a Sifter, and then finally you go to Beis Medrash. All your Rabbeim are slowly and gradually, besides teaching you the Daf and this, basically every Rabbi plays that role of giving over the Masorah. And my Rabbeim, and I, Baruch Hashem, I was zeicher to all very good Rabbeim, excellent Rabbeim. Sayin Hasbogas, Sayin Chidushim, Sayin Mandis, and they taught what they were Mekabu from their Rabbein. They wrote all this together, B'shem's father. He used to say it was a pisman. We used to joke about it. He would say, "Oh, you heard from Patton, none of them said, Bizligra." That's how he would speak. Bizrab Chaim Velezhne, Bizligra. And we would say, "Oh, you heard from the Mammon, none of them said." The Rav always said brother, but especially from his father, because he learned most of the story from his father. My other Rabbeim also, Rav Gerolik, he would always mention the Briska Rav. Whether it was in Chumash or in the Gemara, the Briska Rav, or Rav Chaim, or Abba Samada Chaim too, but basically it was the Briska Rav. Rav Gerolik, as I told you, Rather, Rav Volk, I should tell you an interesting thing. Rav Volk also spoke out Rav Chaim's. So we heard Rav Chaim. Everyone likes Rav Chaim's time. So once we looked up the Rav Chaim, and it just wasn't there. So then he said another Rav Chaim, and it wasn't there. So we asked him. We said, we looked up Rav Chaim in the center, it's not there. And we knew he didn't learn the Brisk. So he said, which Rav Chaim did you look up? So we told him, what do you mean, Rav Chaim Briske, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik? So he played dummy, he said, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik? I meant Rav Chaim Telzer.
His Rebbe was one of the Talmidim of Hakim, of Rab Chaim Tezra. Anyway, he had a different Rab Chaim. It was completely different. But I have to say one thing. All Matzi Rabbein, basically, they had the same Mahalach. It was the analytical approach with an emphasis on Havana. The Brisker Derech is more straight, somehow it's very, but even the Tezer Derech is also very, very analytical. And Rav Gudelik was basically, he laid the bus on the Brisker Derech. So this is a Masada. A Rebbe who teaches without the Masada is not a good Rebbe. It's impossible. Because you make up things on your own. You have to have a Masada. Without the Masada, nothing works. Now, let me tell you over a Mishnah Avos. The Mishnah Avos says, you all know this. No, of course, you say this in Avos, Moshe Kibbel Torah Sinai. What does it say? The Masada, right? It means Moshe took it to, so until today, it means my Rabbein, from their Rabbein, it goes up to Sinai. That's called the Masada. But if someone begins a totally new Derech, without anyone having taught him what was done in previous, that's very dangerous. Without the Masada, there's no such thing as a Rebbe. Now let me tell you a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Asel chagaf uknei lechachaber v'adidonis kol adam lekashrus." So I remember I heard this from Rav Gudelik. He was a great big darshan, Rav Gudelik. Plus, the Rav was a darshan par excellence, but Rav Gudelik at one time was a good match to him. He was a great orator too. And also very dramatic, just like the Rav. Anyway, he once said the beautiful chapter in this Mishnah. He asked the following question. I used to daven in Rav Gudelik's shul too. I lived in the Bronx for a long time. And in his shul he said this once. Maybe the first two parts are connected. Aseilach Rav and Kneilach Chavah. But why is there the Donis Kalodim Lekavschus mentioned in the same Mishnah? And he said the following shot. I'm just saying it my own way, but I'm saying rather what Rav Gudelik Zichrono Livracha said. You see, the Mishnah first will teach me the importance of having a Rebbe. I said that there's a mitzvah, Aseilach Rav. A person must have a Rebbe. And also, he must have a Chavah. So that goes together. But basically, you need both of them. One teaches you, one is your friend. I'm not going to get involved in this. But then that's a mitzvah of Sayyidina Torah. That said that Tishpat is an Issachar. That you should be Malamed Zchusha. This Mishnah is, that halacha is an independent statement. It has nothing to do with Asay L'Chagaf or Klei L'Chagava. And he explained. The Torah is as follows. Now, it's important to have a Rav and important to have a Chava, but it's also very difficult to keep them. Do you know why? Now, a human being by nature is very critical. So let's say you have a Chava, another Rebbe. Then all of a sudden you see, you don't like something he said or something he did. And you are critical and you begin, oh, he's going to be my Chava. He's going to be my Rebbe. Look, he acted in a certain way which I didn't like, or sometimes he may have insulted you, or he may not have treated you correctly, and right away, you know, you become insulted or whatever happens, and remember you say after a while, no, he cannot, we are too critical by nature, unfortunately. Remember, you're in a battle, the Mishnah knows that it's so important to have a Rebbe and to have a Chava. Therefore, the Mishnah writer says, if you want to have a Rebbe, and you want, which is necessary, it's a necessity, and you want to have a Chava, then there's a prerequisite for it. You must have the middle of the Adon Eskola Adam Lekapschus. If you do not have the middle of the Adon Eskola Adam Lekapschus, then you'll never have a Rebbe, and you'll never have a Chava. It's a beautiful pshat, and it's certainly the Amita Shel Torah. But the Mishnah tells you the importance of Seilach Rav is like it's a Mishnah, but it's really not from Sukkim. Now, as I said before, therefore, why is it like it's so important to have a Rebbe? Because a Rebbe teaches you the Masada. And he teaches you how to learn, but you have to realize learning, teaching you only how to learn itself, teaching you Torah alone. With the highest numbers, is not enough. Chazal say, Gebonim Shem Moshe Goyim Shem Moshe. To be Neshama Shem Rabbi is greater than the actual learning. The Gemara learns it from the Mishnah. And what I want to point out to you is
that Talmud Torah is not only an intellectual endeavor, that you intellectualize. The rest of it many times. It's not mine. I mean, it's not in Shukim, but I have to repeat this.
Besides, it's true Torah is very intellectual. It's the greatest chachma that exists in the world. It's the chachma that comes directly from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam.
And but someone who only learns Torah because it's intellectually stimulating for him, but he's not really learning Torah. Torah without Yerushalayim is not a Torah. The Mishnah Rabbi says in the without Yerushalayim nothing exists. As I'll say, the Gemara says at the end of Brachos, Ein Matrish Boruch Hu Meisein Chachma El Rishi Yesh Bechachma. You have Chachma L'Chachim. So the castle is, so how do you start? And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam only gets Chachma to one who possesses Chachma. How do you get the first Chachma? So it's a question which is discussed again in the portion in Brachos. And the Rakhayim, the Rosh Nehem, the Shachayim, there's a very different sentence, a very different sentence. The Pasuk says, Yiras Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Yiras Hashem is called the Chachma. The Rebbe, the Rakhayim, the Rosh Nehem, the Pasuk like this. He says, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meisein Chachma, El Rishi Yesh Bechachma. The first Chachma is Yiras Hashem. Only someone who has in him, a Yiras Hashem, which means, he knows he believes in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, he has fear of God, and he knows that the Torah that he's learning is not kind of like a Chachma, but it comes from the Chachma from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That the first quote, or then the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will say that verse is, well, that's not a Chachma.